This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that just before the blizzard this week dropped over 2 feet of snow on the area, the Byrne Town Council argued about a difficult-to-clear intersection at a March 8th meeting. Highway Superintendent Randy Bashwinger has overseen studies about improving the intersection of the seasonal stage road and Route 443, which quickly drifts over and has dangerous sight lines. A home health aide caring for a 90-year-old who lives on Stage Road spoke about concerns about the intersection at the meeting. Bashwinger said that it took 2 people 8 hours to clear Stage Road and 7 other nearby roads during a February snowstorm. 2 petitions have been presented to the town board in the past year asking for improvements to the road in southern Albany County. A landowner near the intersection is not interested in giving up property to solve the issue, and eminent domain was discussed. Eventually, the meeting devolved into shouting about politics. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Daily Freeman reports that the roof of the Williams Lumber and Home Center's store in Rhinebeck collapsed March 15th under the weight of the blizzard's snow. While there were customers and employees in the store at the time, no one was hurt. The Rhinebeck Fire Department said the wind blew snow to a particular spot on the roof, causing the collapse. The store on Route 9 near the Dutchess County Fairgrounds will remain closed for, quote, an undetermined period. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County District Attorney Jill Abelove's cell phone was seized March 16th by state officials investigating his handling of a police shooting. A search warrant was issued by State Supreme Court Justice Richard McNally, a former Rensselaer County District Attorney, for the cell phone. In the 2011 election, McNally, a Democrat, defeated Abelove, a Republican, for the seat on the court. In February, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order allowing Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office to investigate Abelove for his handling of a case involving the fatal shooting of a DWI suspect by a Troy police officer in the last year. The police officer was not charged, and Abelove was criticized for not calling 2 civilian witnesses whose accounts may have contradicted the police's version to the grand jury. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Chris McKenna reports in the Times-Herald that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, was the key vote that helped the American Health Care Act, or TrumpCare, pass the House Budget Committee 19-17 on March 16th. 3 Republicans voted against the bill, Representatives Dave Bratt from Virginia, Mark Sanford from South Carolina, and Gary Palmer from Alabama. The Citizen Action of New York activist group released a statement after the vote saying in part, quote, John Faso just sold out his entire district in the name of tax cuts for the richest 1%, end quote. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.